We convened today for a couple of purposes. I think we're scheduled for a report from the subcommittee from this committee on groundfish recommendations that we may look to try to institute. Representative Percy first.
Senator Damon, we had asked the subcommittee on the groundfish task force to report back to us today, and my question to Representative Adams and Senator Dow is, would you like more time, or are you ready to report back to us today? Because we could meet next Wednesday. The room is ours, and if we don't book it, Natural Resources will book it, because they're still working on legislation. So that's just a thought, if that would help your schedules.
I haven't had time to breathe yet, and I think we will have a breath now. I can't speak for Representative Adams, but I haven't had a chance to even think about meeting with him yet.
So that time might be beneficial?
I believe it might, Mr. Chairman. Indeed, we've been hoping the good senator could join us, and we have all been getting along well and thinking well. I can give you an interim report about what we have been thinking. It limited maybe to four items, being hampered severely by, of course, the lack of money, but we nevertheless have things to think about. We would be very pleased to have more time to think about them, should you so desire.
All right. I'll ask for that interim report today, but I'll also grant we'll have a tentative reservation on this room on Wednesday next, and we can go that way.
Very good.
Right. If you will defer just for
a second,
I have a few other people who need to speak. Who was it?
Senate.
Oh, she's on the phone. We have one little bit of an interim report. Did you have a comment? Question?
I just had a question. I was distracted, and I wondered what was the comment about the budget.
Oh, there was a possibility that there may be an additional request for cuts in the budget, maybe as much as $27 million. They have not come to us. That would be one of the reasons why we would need to get together to meet again, but those are only possibilities.
Do you think at this point that they would come back to us? The ball's in the court.
I'm not ruling anything out. This is as crazy as I've seen it. And it's as difficult as I've seen it, quite frankly. So I'm going to ask that we reserve the room on Wednesday next for the Marine Resources in case somebody else wants it. But make sure just we reserve it. Senator Snowmallow had a comment or a question.
I have a comment. If we do meet on Wednesday, I could probably say it on Wednesday, but I'd rather say it right now when all of us, just about all of us, are here. I can't tell you what honor and a privilege, how much fun, the serious business that we address in this committee. I'm very, very proud of this committee. I'm so happy that my leadership put me on this committee. I said, Marine Resources? I think I'm very proud of the work we've done. I think that we have some great people working for the department that really care about, our ocean and our fish and the rivers. And, it's been a really tough year for all of us. And it really is. And the next couple weeks are going to be really hard. But to be able to see us still have smiles on our faces and still be pleasant with each other. But I think that we accomplished a lot this year. And I think we have to be very proud of what we've done. There's a whole lot more that we got to do. And, finances, as we all know, are really tight. But I think we're making the most of it. And I'm very happy and very pleased with my chair and co-chair, who I think have done a superb job at running this committee. And it's been a real pleasure. And I'm very happy that I was able to serve on this committee with you all.
Thank you, Senator. When you were first appointed, you must have thought something was fishy.
Yes. Thank you.
Can we have this interim report? This will be the abbreviated report, and the expanded and final report we will look forward to in a week. So if you can give your attention to Representative Adams, be happy to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in fact, these are the four recommendations where we stand at the moment, hampered severely, of course, by the lack of any available revenues to do very much at all. But last year, we were rewarded in our efforts by a allocation of $235,000. It was booked that we could use for the purpose of diesel tax fuel exemptions for those ground fishing vessels based in Maine. The progress on the use of that is maybe an index about how many vessels are still at sea and working. Unfortunately, we can't get our finger on, because it was not created, though our suggestion was that it be a rebate. What happened is that it became an outright exemption. Hence, we don't have a figure from which we are counting down the use. We just merely have an exemption with no way to tally the use. But nevertheless, our first recommendation is that Maine should explore making permanent that exemption from fuel tax currently allowed for Maine-based ground fishing vessels as defined in Title 36, MRSA, Section 1752, Subsection 1-H. We don't have to reinvent the definition. That is set to expire on June 30, 2008. This would allow such vessels as defined ground fishing vessels to enjoy the same exemptions as do currently Maine lobstering and scalloping vessels. Number two, we would, as a legislature, report and support, repeat our support for the area management concept for groundfish management in order that the 2008 Maine delegation to the New England Fisheries Management Council may know of our repeated support and continued interest. This we could do with fair ease. We would update a little bit the resolve that passed unanimously last year. In time, a little bit of tweaking, in time for them to have it in their pocket this year when they go. Thirdly, we would work on, because we haven't focused yet, a resolve of some sort, perhaps literally a resolve, but an expression of our opinion to the federal government that the state of Maine believes that federal intervention to assist the ground fishing industry, should any come, proportionally benefit all states in New England actually engaged in ground fishing, including such things as federal emergency monies that were, in fact, apparently on a much smaller than they wanted basis, but nevertheless granted to Massachusetts last time around, and in turn we received none. It would seem improper that one should be benefited over the other when at least two, and perhaps more, New Hampshire maybe two, is involved in active ground fishing. It is as dear to us as to they. Fourth, Representative Masaryk has brought forward that we should advocate for a worldwide ban on dragging fishing. And given the five of us that we're together, we know everybody's going to listen, and we will work on that. There are a couple of other items that we simply did not have time to get to in a week's time. I'd be very happy to tell our committee what our thoughts were upon revisiting such things as possibly extending some form of insurance to actively engage ground fishermen, etc. Mm-hmm. And other items we simply did not have time to talk about, as all of us following Senator Dow's dictum of running around like heck right now.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you, in the unreasonably short amount of time that the committee tasked you with to come up with some of these recommendations, for you to have come to this point is a real credit to both you and the group that you have been working with. I would hope that in this final week you can embellish those or create some more that we might be able to move forward out of this committee as some kind of a legislative action. So thank you for that. Representative Percy.
Thank you, Senator Damon. Deputy Commissioner Edner, because I know that the subcommittee was talking about the $14 million that Massachusetts got and that we didn't get zip. And is there an effort at the state level to work with New Hampshire, and does Rhode Island have any ground fishing? So is there any kind of effort between Rhode Island and New Hampshire and Maine as a group to go to the feds and say, look, Ted Kennedy got them $14 million. Who's going to get these three states some kind of money? Is that something that the subcommittee can work with in terms of an extra
Well, going, Representative Percy, going back in time, all the New England states through basically operate through our congressional delegation on these federal requests for monies in the federal budget, obviously.
Both of our senators and one of our representatives, all three, indicated support for that for us, for Maine. So they are on board and they are doing what they can. But your point is well taken. If there is nothing else from the committee, then let us be adjourned and we will possibly reconvene Wednesday. Thank you again.